Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Doris Emick in loving memory of Ron. Today we're going to be walking through the readings for the Feast of the Baptism of Our Lord, but first let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from Joshua chapter 3, selected verses. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim. And they came to the Jordan, he and all the people of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. At the end of 3 days the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, "As soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it." The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap." So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water, now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest, the waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. And those flowing down toward the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea, were completely cut off, and the people passed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel was passing over on dry ground, until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This reading from Joshua chapter 3 shows us when the Israelites were now entering into the promised land of Israel. Joshua led them over, and Joshua led them over through the Jordan River. You remember, they had previously passed through the Red Sea, right, when they came out of Egypt, and now again they are crossing the Jordan River. And this time the crossing of the Jordan River is accompanied by the Ark entering first into the Jordan River. And as the Ark stands there in the Jordan River, the waters separate so that the people can cross the river. And so it is that God's people entered into the promised land through water. They entered through the Jordan River after the Lord had first entered into it. How beautiful it is that this foreshadows Jesus' baptism, teaching us that God goes before us, that God rescues us through water, and that we enter into the promised land, not of the land of Israel, but of the land of paradise, God's kingdom. And we enter over through dry land and through water. Our epistle today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You know, our Lord takes us, his people, who are not that incredible. So thinking back to our Old Testament reading of the Israelites passing over the Jordan River into the Promised Land, the Israelites were not that impressive. They were not as strong and as mighty as Egypt. They were not as strong and mighty as the people who dwelled in this land that they were to take it over. Neither are we often that wonderful. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Right? As it is, we're not that impressive. We're not that lovely. We're not that smart. We are not the most powerful people. The Lord has chosen us. Normal folks. People who are absolutely standard, right? We're not that incredible. In fact, some of us, you might even say, God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world. God chose us. And so if you ever are considering yourself and you think, well, I'm not quite good enough to be a Christian. I'm not strong enough. My faith is too weak. I'm not impressive enough. I'm not smart enough. You think, I'm just not good enough. And that's actually just fine because the Lord chose us. We who are weak, who are sinners, who do have many failings, the Lord chose us in order that he might redeem us. It doesn't matter how wonderful we are. It doesn't matter if we're the smartest person in the world or the most ignorant person in the world. The Lord Jesus Christ, he is the source of our life. God made him our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption. In holy baptism, you have had a change in identity. No longer does the Lord look at you and see you for what you are, but he sees you and he really sees Jesus. He sees Jesus in your place. He sees the Lord, and you are now as great and as wonderful as the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. Baptism is such a wonderful gift. Even though we may be nothing, the Lord Jesus is everything. Jesus is our identity. This is actually a shameful thing today, that we tend to identify with all sorts of other things than Christ today. Right? Identity politics are a real thing. People make their identity in all sorts of things of this world. But you know what we boast in? We boast in the Lord. We boast in Jesus Christ. Our baptismal identity is really all that matters. And so when you are feeling weak, know that Christ is your strength. He is your wisdom. He is your righteousness, your sanctification, your redemption. Our Holy Gospel today is from St. Matthew, chapter 3. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the waters were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. The baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, it reveals many beautiful things to us. I'd like today to focus on two things, however. First, I'd like us to see how this is an epiphany, right? This reveals who Jesus is. You know, Jesus, as a man, he looks a lot like 1 Corinthians 1. He looks absolutely normal. He doesn't look wise according to worldly standards. He doesn't look powerful. He doesn't look like he is of noble birth. He just looks normal. In fact, he looks weak and foolish at times, low and despised. And yet, this Jesus, entered into the Jordan River, was baptized by John, and there, in the sight of the people, there, before our eyes, as we hear about it in the Holy Scriptures, we see the dove descending on him, and we hear the voice from heaven speaking. The dove is the Holy Spirit. The voice from heaven is God the Father, and the one standing there in the Jordan River, "This is my beloved Son," says the Father, "with whom I am well pleased." In the baptism of Jesus, we have an epiphany. God reveals himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He reveals himself to us. In love for us, his creation. That's the first thing I want us to recognize in the baptism of Jesus. The second thing is what Jesus' baptism means for us. When Jesus was baptized, like the Ark of the Covenant, he entered into the waters for us. In order that all of our sins might be placed upon him, and in order that the waters of baptism might be sanctified by him. When we are baptized, we're not just washed in some random water, but we are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That same Trinity who is present at Jesus' baptism is also present at our baptism. The same Jesus Christ who was crucified and risen is there in baptism. Jesus was baptized in order to take away our sins, to take them upon himself, so that upon the cross he would be crucified for us. Likewise, in baptism, he imparts to us everything that is his. His strength, his life, his wisdom, his righteousness, his sanctification, his redemption is all imparted to us in the blessed waters of holy baptism. What a gift you have, by which you may enter over into the promised land through the waters of baptism, having his identity. So that the Father looks at you and he sees Jesus. He looks at you and he says, This one is my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.